Healthcare for regional Australians has been in the spotlight of late, in particular the difficulties for those in rural and remote areas to access a general practitioner. Now, a GP in rural Tasmania says he's using the methods he learned on the job in Antarctica to help service his patients on Tasmania's west coast. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Queenstown.
How are you, Brenda?
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah. You been going all right?
Yeah.
Dr. Rob Dixon is starting his day at the Queenstown Medical Centre. It's a world away from the summer he just spent working as the only doctor at Casey Station in Antarctica.
To be honest, there's times, especially at 3 a.m. when the rain and hail are coming down, that it feels far more remote here in Queenstown than it ever did in Antarctica.
The Chief Medical Officer at the Australian Antarctic Division, Dr. Jeff Ayton, trains the doctors he sends south in remote medicine.
Those doctors are highly sought after to work in remote Australia after they've undertaken their training and stint in Antarctica. A classic example is Dr. Dixon working in Queenstown, supporting the community of Queenstown in a rural generalist program.
Similar to his job in Antarctica, if a problem is too complex for Rob Dixon to handle on his own in Queenstown, he can connect with a specialist in the city via telehealth video link. But city doctors don't always understand what it's like to work in rural Tasmania.
One thing that you're never going to be able to change is the huge geographical distances between the really diverse communities in our country. So anything that can help bridge that gap, and the two ways I see that is technology and then really upskilling the medical workforce that work in these areas.
The 30-year-old is now being mentored by a GP specialist, Dennis Passion, who spent almost 50 years working in the bush. Dennis Passion helped create the Australian College of Rural and Remote Medicine decades ago, realising that bush doctors need to develop specialist skills. The organisation teaches GPs specialist skills so they can deliver babies, treat mental health conditions, and administer emergency medicine.
And I think the usual skills of medicine about caring for your patients and empathy are key things for any doctor anywhere, and rural probably more so because you have to be a part of the community.
One of the specialities Rob Dixon is interested in is sports medicine. It's a handy skill in a town where the local football oval is made out of gravel instead of grass because it rains so much. Queenstown Crows coach Toby Lutwich has benefited from Dr. Dixon's sports injury treatment.
Oh, yeah, so I hurt my ankle earlier in the year and I was just continually having a little bit of trouble with it. So I went and saw Rob a few times and, yeah, he gave me a bit of assistance and, yeah, helped me get back out there quicker than probably what I was going to.
And while many country towns in Australia struggle to find and retain local doctors, this one wants to stay in Queenstown.
Well, for me, it was continuing the adventure, really. It was a new place for me and I swapped the ice and snow for ice and rain, but it's still a stunningly beautiful location to work in. All with new challenges, I'm learning a lot. It's a new experience being a GP in such a small location.
Dr. Rob Dixon, ending that report from Felicity Ogilvie.